Rachel, I am so happy to see you. Thank you so much for being available today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to chat with you.
Me too. Oh, look, this is going to be so much fun. Rachel Pereira, and let's hope I got that right with my Kiwi accent. She is the queer founder of Mastermind Business Services, otherwise known as MBS, which is a unique Rachel degree, I think. It's an operations agency built to help other female and queer founder businesses to generate a greater impact on the world. And we need this. She has over a decade of operations and leadership experience between corporate and the online spaces that she leverages to lead her team, and we're going to be talking about that, and to help her clients achieve their goals. Rachel, I'm so happy to talk to you. I want to know, what is it about peanut butter and jelly? I'm on your website. It says, are you ready for the peanut butter to your jelly? First of all, it's not jelly, it's jam. All right, you Americans have it wrong. It's jam.
Oh yeah, we have to settle the jelly jam debate today. So yeah, no, I'm consider us your right hand, your partner in not crime, but your associate, someone who's really there to support you, and we go hand in hand like peanut butter and jam.
Strawberry, raspberry, blackberry. New Zealand is actually Cadbury's has actually come out with a chocolate called peanut butter and jelly. So it's even made its way to Aotearoa. And apparently, according to you, I love this on your homepage. It says it's on like Donkey Kong. So are you a gamer?
I do really like video games. It all started with the Nintendo 64 console back when I was 10. I'm dating myself a little bit, but when I was a kid, we would play like the Sonic game on Sega Genesis, and then my parents finally got us the Nintendo 64, and my brother and I would just game with Mario, racing, all of the games. Loved the game.
I remember Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man. That's how far back I go. So, would you tell us a little bit about Mastermind Business Services Agency? How did you create Mastermind Business Services? As it says in one of your blogs, why MBS and why now? So, how did this agency come about?
Great question. So I started freelancing in January 2020, which is like right before the pandemic started really gearing up here in Texas. And so by March, when we were all home at my corporate job, I was already freelancing on the side. And so as the environment and everything kept changing, and my corporate job was less and less flexible for my health needs, my kids, I was like, I already have this business. I see the inequity so clearly now in the operations space from the time that I've spent in corporate. Like, let me go full time in my business and see what I can do. And so MBS is a COVID baby of sorts, and I've been full time for a little over a year now.
Congratulations. I noticed under one of your services, you offer something that sounds like a form of martial arts, something about a Dubsado intensive. This doesn't have anything to do with karate or taekwondo, though, does it?
I love that. No, so Dubsado is a CRM or a client relationship management tool, and it's very popular in the online business space for folks who are looking to send contracts, create beautiful proposals, and manage the client experience in a more automated way.
Thank you. What are some of the benefits of it?
So Dubsado has a lot of customizations, so you can really make every touch point with your client on brand and visually look the way you want them to see. So there's a lot of software that, it's their branding and you're sending emails. It's not knocking it. That's great. But some of the more creative folks out there who want the client experience to be completely custom from every touch point, Dubsado is great for that. And then their ability to custom make workflows really lets you automate a lot more than some of the other systems on the market.
Thank you. I think everything should be customized specifically for me. It is all about me. So it sounds like Dubsado is a great option. Hey, I noticed in some of your services, you talk about you've got the master plan and manage, you've got master your systems, and you've got the master builder. And I want to know about all three of those. But first of all, we have to come up with a better word, like master plan, mastermind, goddess plan, goddess mind. I really think we need to find an alternative to mastermind and master plan.
No, let's reclaim the masculine language and own it.
Oh,
Like, yeah. I am the master of my own destiny.
Oh, I love that. What a great reframe. So tell me about your master plan and manage. How would you master and manage me?
Yeah. So the master plan and manage is where you will partner with myself as the director of operations in your business and an online business manager on my team. We will come in and audit your entire operation. So we're going to look at your tech stack. We'll look at your existing team members. We'll look at your processes. And then meanwhile, while the audit is taking place, you and I are meeting to create the strategic plan for your business for the next 6 months so that we know what projects we're focusing on each month and where the resources need to be allocated first. And then over the next 4 to 6 months, my team and I will work with you to build out all of your processes, streamline your tech, hire and train your team.
Well, that sounds fantastic. In just half a year to completely get a master plan in place. What's a tech stack?
Good question. So a tech stack will be all of the software tools that you use to run your business. So things like Dubsado, or if you use like Google Suite, or if you use Zoom, all of those would be part of your tech stack.
I think of pancakes, obviously. It's breakfast time and I'm hungry here. So
yum.
I know, right? But you've got to have pancakes with maple syrup and bacon on the side and grilled banana, just FYI. So how does that differ from mastering your systems?
So in mastering your systems, we come in and we focus specifically on the tech piece of your business. So we're looking at your processes, because the way you do things or your processes is what the foundation of your tech tools really is. So a tech tool is only as good as what you tell it to be, really. And so if you're having trouble with your current tech, or if you're looking for new tech, then we look at the processes you have and make sure that the tech you're using is the best tool for what you want to accomplish. And then we will work with you to build out that system.
That sounds fantastic. Hey, the next part is about building a team, right? It's called the Master Builder. Can you tell me about how you created your own team? Because I saw a great post where you said you were honored to be surrounded by these amazing humans every day. I mean, that's a kind of work environment I'd want to be part of, where I'm cherished. And apparently building your team was a labor of love. So how did you create your team?
Yeah. So my team came about through, I've been in this space now, like I said, for a little over a year, and in really clarifying how I wanted to show up and the kind of impact I wanted to generate, I can't do that by myself. So I knew I needed some support so that way I could work and impact more business owners and help more people at a time. And also it aligns with my long-term vision of wanting to provide a better livelihood for women, queer folks, and mothers particularly. And so that is where I started. I was like, okay, I need to review who I need on my team. I know these are my big goals. And I started with my operations coordinator, and she has been such a help. She's been amazing at helping me like organize my brain. Because when I'm in your business, I'm all organized and focused on you. But when I'm in my business, I'm total visionary. My ADHD really shines through. So she's really helped get me organized. But I have a great hiring process, if I do say so myself. And so each of my team members was brought on through that process. So it was very clear to them what I needed, the vision of the company and who I am. So everyone on my team is aligned with my long-term goals and is ready to rock.
That's Heather, right? And I see you've also got a ClickUp consultant called Stacy, as well as, I love this, a tech whiz, OBM and tech whiz, which is, I can't see your name. Is it Timmy or Jimmy?
Jimmy.
Oh, it is Jimmy. How cute. How cute is that? And then you've got a copywriter extraordinaire, so as well as a marketing assistant. So you really have built out a great team for yourself.
Thank you. I think they're all fabulous. And I know that I would not have been able to do what I've done in quarter four without their support.
Congratulations. So is Master Builder about creating the same resources for your clients?
Yes. So Master Builder is one of the services at the agency that is still working one-to-one with me exclusively. And so in this offer, I'm working with you. The entire hiring process is bespoke to you and your brand. And we start with a strategic session where we talk about like what your goals for the role are. So that way, when I write out your job description and the application, we're clear on what the KPIs or key performance indicators will be. So I can communicate those during the interview process, and you're ready for that when you're onboarding your new hire.
Oh, that's fantastic. Hey, I saw a blog of yours on, oh, by the way, to find, make sure you know how to find Rachel, if you go on mastermindbusinessservices.com. I mean, it's really, really easy to find, which is absolutely fantastic. But I saw in one of your blogs, it was four reasons you need an OBM. And that isn't something to do with a medical ward, that's online business manager. So what are the four reasons you need an OBM?
Great question. So OBMs or online business managers.
I love it how you say great question. Makes me feel so validated. Anyway, please continue.
I'm glad. No, you did your homework. You were ready to go. So you're ready to hire an OBM when you're at a stage in your business where you have something for them to manage, to put it in the simplest of terms. An OBM comes in and they can be a project manager. They manage your team. They can manage a launch, help you manage the execution of day-to-day tasks. So there needs to be something in your business for them to manage. Typically, you also already have a team member at the implementation level, like a virtual assistant or someone who functions well at taking a task and completing it, because an OBM is more than just a task executor. And so you're ready for an OBM when you're ready to continue growing your business, but not have to be consumed by it.
Those are great reasons to get an OBM. I'm going to segue to something completely different. One of the things I love about your website, I do website audits, I can't stop myself, is it's a wonderful mix of incredible professionalism. I really feel like you know what you're doing, which is, you obviously do, that's a no-brainer. But I love the personalized touches. There's some great photos of Rachel where she looks like, and I mean this in a complete another compliment, a fantastically cool goth bikey witch with purple or blue hair. I mean, it's just fantastic to have this personalization mixed with this obviously professional service. And and I love the photo with your long black nails clutching crystals as well. You seem to have a great mix of corporate and woo.
Yes, I'm so glad you see that. I feel so seen right now. That was the goal, honestly. Like when I did my brand photo shoot, the photographer was like, "Oh, so you do professional differently." And I was like, "Sure do. I know my stuff, but part of my appeal for me and starting my business and part of the appeal in working with me is I'm not going to compromise who I am. So you'll get my expertise, but you're going to get me, the whole person." And so I wanted to make sure that was clear on my website that, yeah, I'm smart and I know my stuff, but I'm also totally down with the goth biker witchy vibes.
And that will attract the ideal client too, because people who resonate with those photos will get you and you will get them. It's also a great way, I think, of qualifying. So you don't work with people that are out of alignment. Good for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm segueing to something completely different. Going along with the black goth bikey witch vibe. What was this about Halloween? I saw a post of yours where you said you make people pretty mad, but you also make pretty kids. And you do have two beautiful daughters, Carly and Isabella. What did they dress up as Halloween?
Oh yeah. So Halloween, Halloween is big in our house. And so Isabella was Cher from Clueless, and Carly went as one of the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo movies. If you've seen any of the Scooby-Doo movies from the 90s on, there is a trio of pagan women who have an alternative rock band in the series, and she dressed up as one of them.
I love the fact that you're introducing your daughters to the 90s. I mean, Cher from Clueless has to be one of the, I mean, that movie's actually, it's aged pretty well. I will never forget wanting her closet, you know, standing in front of that closet and pushing a button and just having all your clothes circle round.
Oh, that would be the dream. Like Cher's closet would be actual life goals.
Yeah, I think we should add that onto our master plan. Hey, I saw you've got a back pocket offer. Are you talking about something in your jeans? What do you mean by that?
So the Dubsado intensive that you mentioned a little earlier was a back pocket offer in the sense that I did not formally market it, but I would have people who came. I had a couple of friends when I first started doing Dubsado setups who didn't want a full setup, but they wanted some expert guidance on how to do it right and get a little training in the system. So I created this offer for them, and then they kept referring their friends to me for the offer. So I never publicly marketed it, but I was like, you know what? in Q4, I was I'm going to stop hiding this from the world. And that's when I announced my back pocket offer.
I love it. You've also got a great freebie, Know Your Biz Workbook. Would you tell me about that?
Yeah. So something that I found it can be very difficult when you're building your business is sometimes you get distracted by all of the things. And so you want to know and understand the core parts of your business. You want to understand what's important to you, your values. You want to understand where you're at financially in comparison to your goals. You want to understand your strengths and weaknesses as the business owner and really understand like where your money's going, whether that's in your team or in your tools, and just be very clear on all of these things as you're making all of these decisions. And so that workbook helps you kind of get it all out of your brain.
And you can get that on the website, which is mastermindbusinessesservices.com. You heard it here. So make sure you go to the website and get that. It is a fantastic freebie. I also saw one of your fabulous blogs was about how to do it right, strategic planning for 2022. How do we do it? What do you mean by doing it right as opposed to doing it wrong? And how do we do it right?
Yeah. So when you're planning for your business, just at any point, whether that's 2022 or any point in the future, you want to be thinking about where you're, again, your strengths and weaknesses and having those core business principles in front of you. And so I always like to start any strategic planning with an audit of where you are now, but a very honest audit. And I know the word audit can be scary sometimes to hear, but it's necessary. So go in, either hire someone to help you or have a team, if you have a team member already, or really go in with the mission of being impartial about looking at your own business from the big picture perspective. So where are your weaknesses as a business? Where are your weaknesses as a leader? What are you doing well? How are we in comparison to goals? You know, what moves are we making? Really review where you've been so that way you're planning where you want to go from a realistic place, and you're also addressing any weaknesses that you may have head on. Because that will always help you when you're planning your business to be aware of everything that's happening around you.
I think audits are amazing. I love the word audit. I do many audits every time I research a guest. I'll spend time researching, and what I find out about is a mini audit, because it's what you've told the world about you is what I found online. And audits are a fantastic way of knowing how you're seen by other people, because we can't be objective about ourselves. We need that clarity and awareness. I mean, from awareness and acceptance comes change. So I'm all for the word audit. I think it's fantastic. Let's reclaim the word audit.
Yes, I'm here for it. Let's do it. I agree. I think it's very cool that you do such a thorough look into your guests, because it's always exciting to come on and speak to someone who knows more about you than you know about yourself sometimes.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. I notice on your website, you talk about inclusivity. Thank you, because inclusivity matters. But you talk about a word, refusal never offends, but I'm from New Zealand, so we are part of the Commonwealth. So I guess we could be considered a colony. And you talk that you say that you believe in decolonization. That word's not so familiar to me. What does that mean to you?
Yeah. So to me, that means the oppressive practices that have come in the States from long periods of time of, you know, basically colonizers coming in and changing the culture and the landscape and the opportunities for the people who are here. And I've been learning, I am no expert, but I've been learning more about it through 2020 and really like seeing more of the world through a different lens. And it's helped me understand ways in which the systemic oppression and racism that's happened in America is just so deeply ingrained that sometimes it's easier as a white woman to just like look away. And I don't want to look away anymore. So I want to be very clear to like anyone who comes on our website, what we believe in.
Thank you. I love to learn, especially from other perspectives. You know, I have the wonderful opportunity here of kind of being a fly on the wall. So I love talking to my American friends about their perspectives and what matters to them so that I can learn. Up in Seattle, we have a thing called Real Rent Duwamish, which calls on people who live and work to Seattle to make rent payments to the Duwamish tribe. So you can actually contribute to First People from this particular area.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. So you pay your rent, you pay your mortgage, but you can also pay real rent, which is something quite special.
Very interesting. I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah. So tell me about crystals. You're clutching your crystals. What is your favorite? Why should we all have more crystals in our lives?
Yeah. So funny story, the crystals on my website are actually crystals that one of my long-term clients sent me as a Christmas gift last year. Because she is very into the crystals and into human design. And so like through working in astrology and through working with her, I've like learned more about myself in that way. And it's been very cool to open up my mind to the other possibilities and the crystals. I also have some great candles, spelled candles that will, you know, lighting them burns your intentions. And I really, for me, it really helps clear my mind sometimes when I need to work. It helps me be focused. It helps keep away some of the negative energy. And I really feel like the crystals and the candles help me be a better business owner. And, you know, I'm learning a lot about myself and exploring this woo-woo, so to speak, space.
Oh, I love that. Intentionality. Somebody was telling me about candles the other day. They come with a sound bath CD or sound bath audio. I don't think people use CDs anymore. But the idea.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. Imagine you're in a bath, you've got a candle lit, and you're listening, you're getting a sound bath at the same time. That sounds like a really good time. Hey, yeah. Astrology, let's go off on that tangent because that's just fun. What star sign are you?
I'm a Pisces.
Oh, from according to Linda Goodman's Love Signs, which is my, you know, my reference manual, Pisces have a little bit of every other sign in them and are spookily psychic.
That sounds accurate. That's the first time I've heard a Pisces description that I feel like I resonated with.
Well, maybe I should ask you to ask me what the next question's going to be.
What's your sign?
Oh, I'm a Libra. We flirt too much, we talk too much, and we overindulge too much.
Oh, my youngest Carly is a Libra.
Well, the good thing about Libras is that they are obsessed with being fair, and you can if you give it a reasonable explanation, you'll be fine. just don't get her to make too many choices because choice can send us into a tizzy.
Yeah, I definitely see that. I see that in her for sure. She's definitely justice. She's very consumed with justice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It has its upsides, but it has its upsides, especially if it's, fairness is a beautiful quality, but keeping those scales in balance can be a little bit tricky. So is your hair purple or blue right now?
So right now it's faded back to gray on the ends, but it will be purple by the end of the weekend.
I love it. What does purple mean to you? Why purple?
So when I first started freelancing, my oldest daughter, she's 13 now. She wants to be a graphic designer. And so when I got my Canva subscription, which I know is not real graphic design, but we're starting somewhere.
I love Canva. Canva is fantastic and it's brilliant for kids. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
I love it. Oh,
please.
Continue. No, you're right. I love it too. So I let the girls, both of my kids into my Canva account and, they came up with a logo together for my original business. And Bella, my oldest daughter's favorite color is blue and Carly's favorite color is purple. And so my original brand colors were a pastelish teal blue and then a lighter purple. And so when I went full time and I changed the direction of my business, I did a little bit of a up-leveling of the branding. And in that, I really love what purple means. Like it symbolizes royalty and power and respect and like a luxe feeling. And I like the way purple makes me feel. And so I kept purple and a greenish color in my brand colors in honor of my kids helping me make the design.
That is a beautiful story behind it. And here's to honor and respect and all things purple. Do you have a message for potential clients out there? Who would you like to work with? Who would you love to contact you today?
Yeah. So if you have started your business and you're providing a service and you're just at this place where you love what you do, but you're just doing too much of it. And there's just too much, like there's not enough time off. There's great clients. They keep coming, but it's like, how are you going to help them?
if you feel like the people who you've hired are just like, you're like, why did I hire them? I'm winding up doing it anyway. Now's the time to talk to me. Probably should have been 3 months ago, but if you're listening now, now's still the time to talk to me. I will help you really generate calm out of all that chaos.
And possibly with the help of crystals. Rachel, it was so lovely to talk to you. You can find Rachel on LinkedIn, Rachel Pereira. I'm going to spell her last name, P-E-R-E-Y-R-A. Grab her on LinkedIn, go to her website, which is mastermindbusinesses.com. Make sure you get the freebie. Hey, how's things down in Austin? What's the COVID situation down there at the moment? It's still masks in public, right?
They are not required. Texas has lifted the mask requirement.
Oh, that's fascinating. Okay. Good to know. We're still masking up in Seattle. Sorry, we're recording this in December 2021. So masks are still a thing. Though I will say I have some very cute rainbow colored ones. If you do need masks, I can send you the link. They're disposable and they're in all colors of the rainbow.
Random. That's so cool.
Isn't it just? I mean, if you have something covering your mouth, let it be a rainbow.
I like that.
Rachel, thank you so much for your time today. It was a complete and utter joy to talk to you, and I look forward to seeing you again. Bye.